The Adventures of John Woolley, told by Arthur Gilbert, Edison Vale Records. His proper name was John William Henry, but everybody called him John Woolley for short. He came from Bullock Smithy. I met him one day dressed all in black, so I said, "Hello, John Woolley, where have you been?" He said, "I've just been to a burying." "Oh," I said, "who's dead?" He said, "I don't know who's dead. I only went for a ride." Another time I met him coming out of a public house, so I said, "John Woolley, I'm surprised at you. You've been into that public house." So John Woolley said, "I'm very sorry. I don't know how I got in there. I didn't want to go in, but Satan tempted me." "Yes," I said, "but when Satan tempted you, you should have said, 'Get thee behind me, Satan.'" He said, "Aye, I did say that, and when he hit behind me, he shoved me in." Once I saw him with his dog outside a fish shop watching the live lobster, and John Willis said to the shopman, "Hey, mister, is that the lobster alive?" So the shopman said, "You put your finger in his claw and see." "Nay," said John Willie, "I've known to that, but I'll put my dog's tail in if the like." "All right," said the shopman. So John Willie put his dog's tail in the lobster's claw. Then the lobster shut his claw tight, and John Willie's dog yelled and ran home like lightning with the lobster hanging on. "Hey," shouted the shopman, "whistle your dog back. He's running away with my lobster." "Nay," says John Willie, "he whistled my lobster back. He's running away with my dog." I met him one Sunday walking along pushing an empty wheelbarrow, so I wanted to know what that was for. "Well," he said, "silly, it's like this here. My dog's dropping his leg. Our Sarah Helen's gone home to her mother's. Our Henry's gone to Blackpool. And the chap seems such a deadly fool going for a walk by itself."